You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Alex Carey, good morning. A bit of an unusual test match for you. You haven't batted and you might not.
Yeah, hopefully that's the way. Yeah, obviously we're in a really strong position at the moment. I've had a catch, so I'm in the game, which is nice. But yeah, it's been an interesting couple of days to have the feet up and then I guess bounce back from a night's bowling session where we would have liked a wicket or two and changed some areas. And yeah, I think we got the rewards yesterday for sure.
Yeah, as you say, nearly 100 overs with the gloves on. The Windies fought pretty hard.
Yeah, they certainly did. Yeah, like I said, the day two night, come out, played some shots, Chandipur obviously, and we assessed, I guess, the conditions overnight and probably had to get it a little bit fuller. And the guys did that. But yeah, definitely they fought hard and no doubt they're going to do that in the second innings.
Yeah, just you and your keeping, we picked up something quirky yesterday. It looked like you looked to change one glove at some stage. Yeah. What was going on there?
One of the pinky fingers rubber just lost some of its stick. So yeah, just had to change the one glove.
You have the best seat in the house to watch your captain, Pat Cummins, bowl 200th wicket yesterday. Such immense pressure.
Yeah, he's fantastic. We've known that for a long time now, how good he is. But I guess to get that reward of 200 wickets and what a ball it was. So, yeah, you know, I think all our quicks, I saw the stat last night, to have four guys in the same attack take 200 test wickets, you can rely on each and every one of them. And then even a Cameron Green coming through too, no doubt one day he'll probably get there as well.
The debate doing the rounds online overnight is, what's a better ball, Cummins to Brathwaite or Stark to De Silva? Your call on that?
to get their skipper out without the new ball, and that probably got us rolling a bit. I think obviously Stark with the new ball's damaging, but for Paddy, yeah, to come back and get, I guess, a bit of movement out of a wicket that wasn't offering too much at this stage. It's going up and down a little bit now, which is for us good to see. But yeah, like I said, Starkey with that second new ball to a new batter is always going to be damaging.
Yeah, just on the surface from where we're sitting, it feels like it's a better pitch than 15 wickets in 3 days. How have you summed that up so far?
Yeah, I think we played really well. We've got some world-class batters who were really patient, absorbed a lot of pressure early, and then were able to cash in on day two. And then, like we said, West Indies fought really hard. We were able to hang in there long enough to get the rewards. And now it's probably, you know, take a little bit more time out of the game. Hopefully a bit of wear and tear on day four, and we can start to get the, you know, a bit more unevenness out of the wicket, yeah, going into our second bowling innings.
And Nathan Lyon bowling in the fourth innings, it'll probably be the bounce here more than the lateral movement.
Yeah, I think there's some footmarks appearing as well outside the off stump for the right hand as we start going over the wicket. He gets whatever there is out of any wicket, so yeah, no doubt. I think both edges are in the bat as well with Gaz, with some balls skidding on a little bit and some balls finding that rough and bouncing. So he's going to play a huge part along with the quicks.
Of course, the great national pastime, declaration speculation. I know in Pakistan, Pat was pretty keen to go early and give the bowlers a lot of time. What's the thinking this morning?
Yeah, I think that's, well, being honest, it's probably a little bit of speculation between us at the moment.
Right.
We haven't discussed it yet. The group will come together in probably half an hour's time. But we're going to have to, yeah, set that up. I mean, the two batters will go out there this morning, get through that first little period of what the West Indies throw at us, and then yeah, we'll look to, oh, I don't know, your guess is as good as mine. I would say we'd want, you know, somewhere around 500 or after lunch at some point. Yeah,
just going back to Cameron Green, there was a wonderful response when he came into the attack yesterday. Boy, he was fierce, wasn't he? I mean, the short deliveries that he bowled and the way that he was right up against the West Indians.
Yeah, he's a real talent, and again, we've known that for some time. It's nice to be able to throw the ball to the fourth seamer who bowls 141. and get a lot of bounce out on this wicket. So, yeah, and the Perth crowd, although not huge numbers, have been really supportive. We've had kids on the fence throwing lots of support behind us. When Greeny comes on to bowl, the cheer around the stadium's been fantastic. So, yeah, again, he's going to have a big role for us to rotate the quicks through that second innings.
And I suppose if you can get on a roll later this afternoon and win this in 4 days, you can watch the Socceroos at 3 o'clock tonight.
That'd be nice. Yeah, I'm all for that. Yeah, how fantastic's that story. And yeah, Matty Ryan's been around the group as well at times over in England, and got to watch him play live down there in Brighton. And yeah, it's fantastic for the country to see the Socceroos going so well.
Alex Carey, I hope you get a hit today. Thanks for joining us here in cricket.
I don't, thanks.